I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and WFCL, Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome back two fine guitarists, Duo Sugeste. Robert Thompson and Joey Butler are Duo Sugeste. The name is spelled D-U-O and then S-U-D-E-S-T, which is Portuguese for Southeast. The Southeast Duo with us live in Studio C. They're going to begin their set with music from Brazil by João Pernambuco called Sounds of Bells. Classic piece from Brazil by João Pernambuco called Son de Carillon, or Sounds of Bells, played live in Studio C by Duo Sugeste. Robert Thompson and Joey Butler back with us again. Robert, we had spoken about your talking about your project at the end, but I believe maybe now might be a good time to mention your CD project, your new recording.
Yes, we've been recording a new record, and we hope to have it out by the end of the year or in January. And we have 15 of the 18 tracks done, and we're continuing to work on that and, you know, trying to keep busy with concert work and stuff, too.
That's great. Well, tell us a bit about you guys, how you came together to play and how you got your name, et cetera.
We played together in a Latin ensemble called Serenata for years, and we started playing duets on the breaks. And eventually, you know, we learned a little bit more material, and we actually have you to thank. I think Robert was supposed to play here solo one year and ask if I wanted to come in and play as a duet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the time we got done learning the material to play here, we just thought, well, let's just keep this up.
So, voila, a new duo in town. Duo Sugeste, live in Studio C. Music of the Argentinian composer Jorge Morel is next. This is the prelude, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you.
Prelude by Jorge Morel. Live in Studio C, we heard Duo Sugeste, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler, back with more music from the Latin world of music, especially for guitars, of course. Thanks for playing for us today, guys. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Music of Cuban-born composer and guitarist Leo Brouwer is next. A very familiar and effective piece called Un Día de Noviembre, A Day in November. Día de Noviembre, or A Day in November, one of the iconic compositions by Cuban guitarist and composer Leo Brouwer. Live in Studio C, we hear Duo Sugeste, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler. That's really a really unique piece and very effective, emotionally effective, I think.
Yeah, I think that's actually a piece he wrote for a film. And so it kind of falls into the incidental music. But it's a very charming piece, sometimes done on solo guitar, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the arranging for the duo, Robert?
We kind of share the arranging. A lot of the arrangements are done, actually, prior to us getting together. But There's so much repertoire that's been arranged mm-hmm. for, you know, two or three or four guitars these days. But Joey has done some arrangements for us, and mm-hmm. I've done a couple, so we kind of share that responsibility.
Joey Butler and Robert Thompson, Duo Sugesti, live in Studio C. Well, back to Argentina with this music of Carlos Gardel, Mi Buenos Aires Querido.
Querido. Yeah, this is interesting. The two pieces that we're playing next are kind of a show the evolution of the tango. This is a traditional, straight-ahead, you know, classical Argentinian tango, and it was written, I think, in the mid-30s. And then the next piece that we're playing is Astor Piazzolla's Liber Tango, and that was written in the mid-70s. Mm. And you can hear where the tango went in 40 years. It's quite a bit different, but they're the same form.
Thank you.
Libre Tango, one of two tangos played by a duo suggested live in Studio C. That was Libre Tango by Astor Piazzolla, preceded by Mi Buenos Aires Querido by Carlos Gardel, my dear Buenos Aires. Duo suggested live in Studio C, Robert Thompson and Joey Butler back with their beautiful nylon string guitars for us today. What's next?
Well, I think we're going to close out today with a piece by Sergio Assad, a piece called Farewell. And it's from a movie soundtrack, Natsu no Niwa Suite, which was written, I guess, around 1993, 94-ish. And this is obviously a very climactic and sad part of the movie. And I won't spoil the movie, the ending of it, but it's a really emotional piece. And the composer was actually going through kind of a rough time personally, too. And so this is Farewell by Sergio Assad. Thanks for having us, Will.
Music of the Brazilian guitarist and composer Sergio Assad, played live in Studio C by Duo Sugeste, Joey Butler and Robert Thompson. Thanks for playing, and I think you have a concert coming up later in the early next year, right, in Knoxville, is that right?
Yeah, January, the Knoxville Classical Guitar Society is having us to, I guess, kick off their spring season, January the...
I think it's the 17th or somewhere around there. If you go to Knoxville Guitar Society, you can tell.
It's so far in the future, no one's going to remember, I'm sure.
We are also, I think we'll be playing at El Dia de los Muertos, at Day of the Dead. We're usually on that lineup, so that's in October, and on the lovely grounds of Cheekwood.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, people can always keep up with us on the Facebook page.
Facebook as well.
Hopefully have more information on
I
there
should
than
say
we
again,
did.
Duo Sugeste, the second word is S-U-D-E-S-T-E. It's Brazilian for Southeast.
Right.
So thanks for playing for us again, guys.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks so much, Will.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. Coming up next week, pianist and composer and arranger extraordinaire Nate Strasser is here for a solo live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music, Live in Studio C.